So a year into this, obviously you've had a chance to start to adjust to it and obviously given it a lot of thought. And what are the pros and cons of being a paraplegic?
Well, the absolute number one unmitigated non-negotiable pro is paraplegic parking. I mean, I don't care where you go, whether it be a baseball game, a football game, a hockey game, it's going to the movie theater, right out front is the paraplegic parking. So that is a plus. But all kidding aside, I try to be as up as I can on camera and every single day. I'm trying to live life to the fullest. But I want everybody to know that there are down moments. There are moments of depression when I lie in bed and I look at a urine tube in my colostomy and I say, oh, my God, you know, what kind of way is this to live? The biggest pro is that I am now in complete control of, you know, all of my waste products. Before I was incontinent, if any of you can imagine how terrible that would be. I've got nothing to hide. I'm not embarrassed. I'm fighting for life. I think that you adopt the attitude that you hurry up living or you hurry up dying. I think that was the Shawshank Redemption movie I got that line from, but it's very true. But it's not easy. I know that people will probably make fun of this, but the other day I got my pants on by myself in bed, got dressed, got out of bed, got in my chair, and went out and shot the bow by myself without any assistance. And believe it or not, getting your clothes off is easier, but to get your pants on as a paraplegic with my T4 is unbelievably hard. So it's just every single thing is hard, every single thing is a challenge. But I got to tell you something, the love that I have for my wife and the closeness that I have with families and friends, a crisis like this really shows you how lucky you are. And everybody listening, I'm telling you, today, you know, it's coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and enjoy your family and enjoy that, you know, medium rare cheeseburger and enjoy every single part of it because life is very perishable. As perishable as it is when you release a wooden arrow and life goes to death. But basically, I'm doing well. Basically, I'm proving. Basically, my mental attitude is good. But that doesn't mean that sometimes I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm crying, and I don't know why. And it takes, you know, it's hard for a man like me to admit that, but it is just part of the process. It's part of accepting that what you have is what you got. And I would say that's a pretty good synopsis of the pros and the cons.